Enterprise, Alabama. And Silas, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Silas.
Hello, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
My question is about what the medical doctors call acid reflux, or sometimes they call it GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease.
Okay.
And as you know, the doctors like to treat the symptom and not the cause, so they prescribe drugs like Nexium and Prilosec and others. But I would like to know the cause, and is there a treatment for that cause?
Okay. Well, you hit the nail on the head, Silas, because the medical doctors have it wrong again. Reflux, belching, burping, bloating, heartburn, GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, they blame on excessive acid, when in fact it's a lack of stomach acid. It's reduced stomach acid. To function properly, our stomachs need stomach acid. The pH is like 1, battery acid. You should be able to dissolve nails if you eat them. And when you get gas and bloating, burping, heartburn, when you get reflux, when you get GERD, it's not because of excessive acid, it's because of a long history of lack of stomach acid. So your pH might be, instead of 1, where it's supposed to be very acid, it might be up to 4 or 5 or 6, which allows bacteria and yeast and other organisms to grow in your stomach. Normally, under proper stomach health, there's nothing in your stomach because, as far as bacteria and viruses and things, because it's sterile. Well, once you get up to 4, 5, and 6, nearing neutral pH of 7, things are able to grow in there. And what happens is when you consume sugars, carbohydrates, fiber, these organisms, the yeast, the bacteria, so forth, actually ferment them very quickly, within minutes, generate gas as a byproduct of this fermentation, and will blow some stomach contents up in the esophagus in your mouth. And this can cause esophageal damage. It can cause a real acid taste in your mouth. It's kind of like vinegar. Vinegar is about a pH of 3.5 to 4. Tastes very acid, can certainly damage you if you eat a lot of it. It'll etch your teeth, etch the enamel off your teeth. And it's a mild acid at 3.5 up to 4 and so on. And this is what happens. And so what we suggest is that when you have reflux, GERD, heartburn, belching, burping, bloating, is to establish a healthy stomach environment. We actually have a wonderful product called Ultimate Enzymes. Really should have another name. We're just pondering what other name to give it. Ultimate Enzymes has pepsin, which is the protein digesting enzyme found in the stomach, produced by the stomach. It also has betaine hydrochloride, which is stomach acid. And the pepsin, the protein digesting enzyme produced by the stomach, will not work in a mild acid or neutral environment. It has to be working in a very acid environment to be efficient. And so it's going to help your protein digestion when you take the Ultimate Enzymes. Also, the Ultimate Enzymes has pancreatin, which are the enzymes to digest protein, fats, and carbohydrates that come from the pancreas. It also has ox bile. Ox bile, of course, is the thing that's going to help you more efficiently absorb fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K. And also, it'll help you more efficiently absorb essential fatty acids, the omega-3s and so forth. Because people who have their gallbladder removed have a real struggle with this. And so sometimes, just jokingly, I'll call our Ultimate Enzymes the gallbladder in a bottle, because it does have the ox bile. It helps support and promote healthy absorption of the fat-soluble vitamins and the omega-3 essential fatty acids. It also has bromelain and papain, two protein-digesting enzymes. The bromelain comes from pineapple, the papain from papaya, and they're kind of a value-added thing to this product, and that's why we call it Ultimate Enzymes. And what you do, average-size adult, you would take two of the Ultimate Enzymes, say, a minute or two before each meal with a couple ounces of water, and for at least a couple of weeks you want to stay away from sugars and high-fiber foods and carbohydrates, because the bacteria is going to take a while to overwhelm them by acidifying the stomach. And that is the procedure that I use. And again, this procedure goes along with the 90 essential nutrients, not by itself. You'll be more effective by adding it to the 90 essential nutrients. And this whole program will support and promote healthy gastrointestinal physiology, support and promote healthy gastrointestinal function, including digestion and absorption. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's